Thank you. Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with Cosmo in the studio, returning to the show for third time?
I think it is the third time. Yeah.
But of course, regular to WNYU.
But we always meet in space.
Last night, we were deep space farting.
Yeah, definitely sending up the cosmonauts, you know.
You had a good time last night?
I had a very good time, and I'm paying for it today. No, I love playing there. I mean, it's really nice because you have like 6 hours to kind of really just do what you want.
And, yeah.
And on a nice system, I mean, you can't really ask. And with a great crowd, so, you know, what more can you ask for, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a DJ's dream.
And you're DJing again later this week? Is that
no,
right?
No, I played a boat party on Friday with Jeannie Hopper. So I'm going back to Massachusetts and then back to London.
Back to London.
Yes.
And what's going on with, you know, your music production thing? I mean, you have, I know you have, I think from the last time there wasn't the Dark Star.
Exactly, yeah. This Dark Star is my project with Ashley Beadle. So we do, we've done a couple remixes so far for Mavis featuring Candy Staten, Salvador Santana. We have a new production that's an original that we're about to sign. So I can't talk too much about that one.
You're going to sign? Wait, what do you mean you're going to sign
well,
it?
Well, we're going to do some, we're doing original stuff and there's a label that's interested in maybe developing it further for an album. So.
Okay.
In negotiations at the moment. Just did a compilation with him, the Dark Star Psychedelic Disco Tech, and we have another one coming out probably, it's supposed to be the end of this year, more realistically early next year. And we have our night and our blog, so that's, we're quite busy doing that project.
That's great.
Yeah, and then the Cosmodelica stuff, I've been doing, you know, quite a few remixes and things like that and have the radio show.
And so, on that radio show is on Ministry, is that
it's
right?
It's on Ministry of Sound, and it's on samurai.fm /Cosmo, and it's also on Deep Frequency. And it's a monthly, and it's not just like a DJ mix. It's like I talk about the music, and
yeah.
I have guests up. In fact, I need to get you up sometime, Tim. Come on. And, you know, it's just, it's a two-hour monthly show. You
okay.
know, it's really fun. I need to keep my kind of toe in broadcasting.
Yeah.
You
know? Where do you do it? At, from home? You
No, from Ministry of Sounds.
They have a studio?
They have a studio. Yeah. Oh. So I do it from there.
Where is their studio? Like in the...
It's right next to the club, and I've only been to the club once, like in 1995, and I blagged my way in. I said, hi, I'm from New York, you know, I deserve to go in. And I went in and...
They let you in for saying that? Really?
I guess so. I don't remember how I did it because I'm not a good blagger, but I did it and I got in and I, you know, wasn't really my kind of... My cup of tea. So, but you know, they have a really good radio station, actually. They have a lot of good shows. The Egypt Boys have a show on the same slot. I think Ross Allen does a show for them. I think Bill Brewster still does. Ashley does one with Dave Hill, a reggae show. So, the radio station, I really like it.
So, have you been working with Ashley Beadle for a while? I mean,
I've known him. I moved to England 10 years ago and I met him probably through the whole Newphonic lot because I was doing the compilations, the Loft compilations with David Mancuso for Newphonic. So I kind of was hanging out with those people and I was trying to remember how I met him, but I had been a fan of his. I worked at Dance Tracks and I used to play his records up here on the radio station and definitely was a big fan of his music. And, we are very like-minded, actually. We're both very eclectic and love music, all different kinds of music. And we talked about working together for a while, and it finally just transpired. We just kind of got it together, you know, in the last year. And it's been wonderful. I think we both bring something different to the table. We work very well in the studio. He's good at certain things, and I'm good at certain things. And it just, we complement one another. So that's been a really good project, a lot of fun. And it's nice collaborating too. I mean, the Cosmodelica stuff is just me and I like doing stuff on my own as well, but it is. And then I have Wild Rumpus with Gary Lucas, which will be playing one of the newer, crazier ones that I've just finished. but, you know, in a sense, that's kind of like Gary comes in and does a guitar session and I just produce it, you know. So it's not really, I sit and work with him in the studio with the guitar, but then it's kind of up to me to make it, you know, his 15-minute psychedelic guitar jam into a song. So it's nice to actually collaborate with somebody, like, you know, really working together. And also when you DJ one-on-one, it really moves you into, like, different places, if you know what I mean. So
is this track going to run out?
I think it is. Let me see. Hold on.
So this is the new, which is this?
This is, well, Wild Rumpus. I've been doing like a single a year, working at a snail's pace, you know. And I really, it's always been towards making an album. And I finally got my act together. Well, amongst all the other things I'm doing, I suppose. I really shouldn't beat myself up about it. But I just finished finished this one maybe a month ago or a month, maybe 2 months ago. And then I have another one that I've just pretty much finished. And then I just have one more song to do to finish the album off.
Which you're going to put out on?
It's going to come out on Bitches Brew.
Which is your label.
Which is my label, yeah. And this one's called Cloud Hopping. And it's pretty out there. I really love it. I mean, it's kind of our, it's me and Gary. A lot of the sounds you hear on this that you think aren't guitars are actually guitars. I have to say that. And it's kind of like a 12-minute disco prog rock opus.
I think I remember it from last night.
Then. Yeah, I played 8 minutes of it, I think. I think it's a pretty out there. It's a very Beats in Space, Cosmodelica kind of cosmonaut deep space record. Nice. For those that like their music to go to another stratosphere.
Just before we get off into this, I had one other question with mm-hmm. you brought up Mancuso before, mm-hmm. and what's happening with, I know you were doing that,
LALM. Yeah, we are still trying to license something else. It's very difficult to find analog masters. And if you're doing an audiophile label, we're trying to stay away from digital masters. You're really trying to get stuff on tape. So then you can remaster it. And that's just been the problem. And also, major labels aren't that willing to license their back catalog because they're not that forward-thinking. They think, oh, we need to sell 10,000 units. We need this number there. Whereas it's like, well, it's actually a really good marketing idea for you to do this because you're having Stan Ricker master it. And, you know, it's like they still have their little number punchers and they don't really look at the big picture. The nature of major labels is and all the things we want to license, you know, all these catalogs are owned by major labels. So it's just a big project. The last thing we actually licensed from the artist.
Okay.
And he had the tapes.
Wait, what was the last thing?
The Alfonso de la Fe. Okay. Favorite things, my favorite things. Okay. So that was it's been the only one, actually. Okay. The first and the last so far. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to your
cloud
track here.
Cloud hopping.
All right. Beats in Space, WNYU, 89.1 FM, here with Cosmo.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM with Cosmo.
Hey.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I said, you know, we were talking before we went into the studio, I was saying, yeah, I don't really like Playhouse sets anymore. So, of course, I had to go contradict myself.
That's how it goes, you know? I mean, when you start talking
about it. I just got into it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know we wanted to talk about Bitches Brew and your new 10-inch. You played, which one was?
It was a Phenomenal Hand Clap Band.
Which you started off with tonight.
Yeah, that's the most recent 10-inch. I've been doing this series, which has been like the bane of my existence, of 10-inch vinyl, limited edition vinyl, with the silk-screened covers and hand-stamped labels, and all designed by this art student named James Morrison, who's also a very good DJ. He's been like playing with us at Dark Star Nights and stuff. And it started with the Horace Sandy and Ashley Beadle, When the Rain. I did the Cosmodelica remix, and then the next one was a Mavis featuring Candy Staten, and Revolution, the Dark Star mix, then Salvador Santana, Don't Do It, the Dark Star mix, and the latest is the Phenomenal Hand Clap Band Testimony. And
that's so, 4 10-inches so far.
I have like 500 more blank 10-inch sleeves in my basement, so they're kind of like, we're here. And I'm like, I don't know if I can face it. I mean, it's very expensive, it takes a lot of time. I don't expect to make money on it. I've been breaking even, luckily, you know. But and it's a joy. I think the thing is, you know, in the day of MP3 downloads, you want something, vinyl lovers want something that's very tangible. And, you know, you want, if you can either download the MP3, you can have something that's like a work of art. And, you know, when we were growing up listening to vinyl, you know, have the gatefold sleeves of posters and really great artwork. And I just thought, well, it's kind of just like a little gift. You know, just I think I might do one more. It might be the end. I'm not sure. But they look really nice as a series, and it has been a labor of love. You know.
Coming up now, DJing wise, what do you have? Anything that you know of that is?
I think, well, we have the Dark Star Nights over at the Horse and Groom, which is a monthly. I think we're doing the last Friday of the month. Bestival's coming up. There are a few other things. I think I'm going to Japan in October.
You did Bestival, is that with Dark Star?
Yes, actually with Dark Star, which would be really nice. So I'm really looking forward to that. Bestival's a really fun festival, actually. So that will be, yeah. There's a few other things, but, you know, I've only slept like 3 hours.
Yeah, okay.
I can't even remember. Okay. I was just trying to remember the names of the records.
No problem.
Yeah.
We have someone else here in the studio anyway. So
We'll just pass it over to him. Maybe he's more coherent.
I don't know if he's more coherent.
He was
coherent.
Hanging out last night, too.
He was
we all
out.
Were.
Yeah. Everyone was late, so. Well, Cosmo, thank you very much again for coming by.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And I guess everyone check out for your radio show.
Yeah, you can check. Cosmodelica is on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to get information.
We're doing it Facebook style now.
I think Facebook style. Yeah, that might be the easiest way. We're on Facebook. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And now for the last half of the show, we have Pierre's from Soft Rocks here, who is in the studio with us and is gonna be taking things over now. Until 1 a.m., so we'll talk to him in a little bit. But again, thank you to Cosmo. This is Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.